brought to you by EcoWine.com. Pesticide-free wines, organic wines, imported from France by the organic wine company, EcoWine.com.
The program is
by Perkins at 81.1 and 107.1 FM, and KXRW Gold Vancouver at 99.9 FM, streaming online everywhere at extra.fm. Extra.
Nonprofit Happening. A weekly look at all nonprofits and do-gooders with interviews, music, and documentaries. Listen to the Nonprofit Happening on Stray FM, brought to you by the Media Institute for Social Change, a podcast media lab to inspire, empower, and engage emerging media producers. Learn more online at MediaMakingChange.org or Interstate Citizen, our nonprofit coffee shop and program space at 3636A North Mississippi Avenue. I'm Molly Jordan. Today, we're going to talk about the Cascade Firmware and Cascade Days Project.
Phil, this is the Nonprofit Happening on Expert FM. This is also a fun time of year when we get to speak to a number of people in a week. We've got several prize winners. These are nonprofit leaders under 35 who are doing great work, who stand up. I mean, there's a lot of amazing work being done by nonprofits in this certain pick up Willamette Week gift guide. It's a great read and it's inspirational. Take some time to focus on the Skidmore Prize winners. Tyler Turmer is the executive director for Cascade AIDS Project. Welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with your organization and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Skidmore Prize. Cascade AIDS Project. This is an organization that obviously had it at the center of its mission to work primarily with men who were HIV positive. You tell the story. This is your organization.
Yeah, so Cascade AIDS Project has been around for about 33 years, and we started just like most HIV service organizations in the country in a very difficult time in the LGBTQ movement. Young men in particular, in the early 80s, getting very sick, and here in Oregon, a group of people came together in a living room of someone's home and created a system of support that over time has grown into Cascades Project. CAP is now the largest and oldest HIV service organization serving Oregon, Southwest Washington.
I want to talk about how some of the services and the mission have expanded, but I want to continue on about the beginnings, because that was a really strange, frightening time. I remember I moved to San Francisco in the very early 90s and lived near the Castro District and just would talk with friends, and they would talk about, I mean, that neighborhood was decimated. Hundreds, thousands of people in neighborhoods were dying.
Yeah, it was a very different time in the epidemic. We didn't know a lot about the disease. People were getting sick by the time we knew what was really going on. We were losing hundreds and thousands of people. And unfortunately, I think all things sometimes come full circle. A lot of that had to do with the political times that we were in. We had an administration that wasn't willing to speak about the epidemic, that wasn't willing to acknowledge that this disease was impacting the gay community. And it took years before the administration acknowledged and any effort towards addressing this disease that was devastating the gay community. We, in some weird twist of fate, have landed back in time where our community is under attack. We continue to worry about the support that our programs will receive in the future, especially over the next few years. And so we're hunkered down. We have seen dark days before, but we are here to serve the community now more than ever as a safe, empowering environment, those living with and affected by HIV.
Along the lines of funding, I also think it would be really challenging, maybe not specifically this year, but even the previous 5 or 10 years, AIDS has become a disease that is obviously still scary, but it's manageable.
Yeah, HIV is now a long-term chronic illness. If you were fortunate enough to have access to care and treatment in an affordable way, you were able to live a normal life expectancy. So I think it's natural that we've worked really hard in the epidemic to swing the pendulum in a way that reduces stigma and fear of the general community. But in some ways, the pendulum swung so far that people now don't think of it